Yesterday, Sharaji was explaining on Tathanga Pahana, Tathanga Vinaya, and Tathanga Vimutta. By practicing some kind of bhavana, such as Satipatthana bhavana, one is cultivating wholesome mind. Wholesome mind is included in Tathanga Vimutta Citta, the mind that is free from kilesa defilements momentarily. So that will be Tathanga Vimutti, freedom from defilements momentarily. By noting the presently arising object, aiming the mind towards the object, putting effort in the practice, noting with sustained mindfulness, the noting mind will fall calm and collected on the object, and at that moment, bhavana citta is present. At the moment of practicing, at the moment when bhavana citta is present, the mind is not mixed with raga, lust. The mind is not mixed with anger, hatred, or any other defilements. Knowing the object clearly, knowing distinctly between mind and matter, cause and effect, by knowing any one of the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self, one overcomes clinging with wrong view, one overcomes the wrong view of being person, and one also overcomes the wrong view of creator. There will not be wrong view of permanent good and self. In this way, one overcomes clinging with wrong view. Even though one comes across desirable objects, raga, lust cannot arise. Even though one comes across undesirable objects, anger, hatred does not arise. So by knowing clearly, by noting the presently arising object, the mind is not associating with moha, delusion, not associating with raga, dosa, moha. The mind that is arising is wholesome. And in the word da, da means the wholesome mind that is arising at the moment. So when there is wholesome mind, then there will not be unwholesomeness that can arise by lack of mindfulness. So unwholesome mind has no chance to arise at the moment of noting. There will not be delusion. One will not be vague or uncertain about the object. The mind will not scatter. There will not be udicca. There will not be distraction or scattering of the mind. If there is lack of mindfulness, there can at least be delusion, not knowing about the object. There can be distraction, scattering of the mind, and also the mind lacks moral shame and moral fear. So at least these defilements can arise when there is no noting. And when the person comes across desirable objects, there can be greed. When the person comes across undesirable objects, there can be anger, hatred. So lack of mindfulness, there will be factors of unwholesome mind. At the moment of noting, when this factor of factors of wholesome mind is arising, then one overcomes the factors of unwholesome mind that can arise due to lack of mindfulness. So there will be the danga, vimutta, citta. When wholesome mind is arising, one is being free from factors of unwholesome mind, and there will be the danga, vimutta, citta. The mind will be free from unwholesomeness momentarily. By knowing the truth in the way they really are, there will be anupassana jnana, and the defilements such as lobha and dosa have no chance to arise. There will be the danga bahana, abandoning the defilements momentarily, and there will be the danga vimutta, being free from these defilements momentarily. By noting the presently arising object, then one is free from these defilements. One is said to be abandoning the defilements momentarily. There will be momentary freedom from these defilements, and Saraji explained yesterday. If we analyze this mind into 8 noble paths, asserting effort in the practice, there will be samma vayama, right effort. By noting with effort, the mind will stick onto the object. The noting mind will stick onto the object, and there will be sustained mindfulness. So this sustained mindfulness is samma sati, right mindfulness. The mind will fall calm and collected on the object. There will be samma samadhi, right concentration. So these 3, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration, are called samadhi khanda. They are concentration group. In other words, it is also called samatha. If there is lack of effort, there will not be mindfulness. Lack of mindfulness, the mind will not be calm and collected, and also there will be lack of samadhi, concentration. So when there is lack of effort, mindfulness, and concentration, the opposite states, which are the defilements, Pachanika, the opposite states, will have chance to arise if there is lack of effort, mindfulness, and concentration. Practicing bhavana, one can calm and suppress these opposite states, and that's why it is called samatha, calming, tranquilizing, suppressing the opposite states. So raga and dosa have no chance to arise. Lust, anger, hatred, delusion will be calm and suppressed, and it is called samatha. So by practicing, one is calming, suppressing these opposite states, but not abandoning them totally, but one calms and suppresses these opposite states so that these opposite states of raga dosa will be calm and suppressed. When the person notes over and over again, practices over and over again, then one will be distancing these defilements. The defilements that has been following throughout the samsara, the mind going straight throughout the samsara, will be calm and suppressed, and there will be the Dangapahana, abandoning these defilements momentarily. So at that moment, there will be Samadhi Khanda, there will be concentration group, and when this concentration group is present, Pariyutthana Kilesa, obsessive form of defilements, have no chance to arise. So by practicing, one is preventing this Pariyutthana Kilesa, obsessive form of defilements, from arising. And when these Pariyutthana Kilesa arise, one abandons them right away by noting. And thus, one is said to be abandoning these defilements. It is called Pahana, abandoning. In other words, it is also called Vinaya. When one can abandon these defilements momentarily, one will have freedom from these defilements momentarily, and there will also be Vimutta. So the words Pahana, Vinaya, and Vimutta, they have the same meaning. They are different words, but they have the same meaning. One moment of the Danga Vimutta, each moment of being free from these defilements, may seem not strong. But if one can be free from these defilements over and over again continuously, it will become very strong amazingly. Saraji gives an example. A rope is made up of many small fibers. Each of these fibers will be weak, but when they are entwined together, two, three, many fibers are entwined together, it makes a very strong rope. In order to make a strong rope, these fibers should not be apart from each other, but they should be closely entwined so that it will become a strong rope. In the same way, when practicing, when Virya, Sati, Samadhi, effort, concentration, and mindfulness are continuous, they will become amazingly strong. One should be noting whatever activities that are obvious at the present moment continuously. So by noting these continuously, there will be the Danga Vimutta, being free momentarily, and when there is freedom from these defilements continuously, the mind will become stronger and stronger. By noting the presently arising object, by noting the presently arising activity, movement, with effort and sustained mindfulness, the mind will be calm and collected. And that when the person comes to know the true nature of impermanence, suffering, and non-self, in a very clear-cut manner, then his or her virya, sati, samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration becomes very strong at this stage. Samadhi Khanda, the concentration group, becomes very strong at this stage due to the ability of Samadhi concentration, or in another words, due to the ability of Virya Sati Samadhi concentration group, the mind is no longer gross or rough, but the mind becomes gentle and tamed. So at this stage, the quality of Vipassana Khanika Samadhi, the momentary concentration, becomes very obvious and prominent. The mind does not scatter, and the mind is falling calm and collected on the object. The mind falls calm and collected on the object, so there will be avikhepo samadhi, there will be non-distraction. So this is the characteristics of samadhi. It's non-distraction. So the noting mind will be calm, collected, united, unified in the object. It will be sambedana rasa. Concentration has the function of unifying the mind on the object. When practicing mundane kind of jhana, one can develop samatha, concentration, but when practicing mundane jhana, one has to concentrate on a single object of panyati concept. Practicing mundane jhana, there is no need to be observing various kinds of objects. One needs to concentrate only on a single object of concept. But practicing vipassana, one has to concentrate on various objects of materiality, feelings, perception, and mental objects. So whatever the object is, one needs to observe them right away without missing, without failing. When the person notes the object with effort and sustained mindfulness, then the mind will fall calm and collected on the object. The mind will be unified. So in Pali it is called sannisena. The mind will be unified on the object that the person is keeping his or her noting mind. So yogi's mind will be collected, unified on the object. So these are the characteristic, function, and manifestation of samadhi. Due to the power of samadhi, the mind becomes very gentle, supple, and very subtle. The more there is effort, the more there is concentration. When the mind falls collected, unified, the mind becomes even more gentle and subtle. When this happens, just as one does not have defilements on the object that one is noting, and also on other objects, the nama-rupa objects that the yogi is not noting, this yogi will not have greed, hatred, aversion, not even on the objects that he, she is noting. So at this stage, the mind is amazingly very strong. The mind is very gentle and subtle.
Logi san ya lo lo a thu the pokko mya. Tamari a thu the yauk twa bi so lo shi ye. Ai ga a chein ne. Thakka thakka le be ja de ma san win sa ni do tamari a chein ne. A cha yi mya daw ma chan na ne kiti ta ri paw ma la be ne. Koko Kirita Kongka Yahana Pietwabi Ludama Timadari Taragari Chigavare. Edelau Ti A Tin Jizya Upibada Ashenya Dwadashi.
The ones who are practicing mundane absorption, when their concentration becomes very strong, when they are going into absorption over and over again, then gross form of defilements do not arise for a very long period. At this stage, the person is even mistaken for an arahat because the gross form of defilements have been calm and suppressed for a very long period, the person thinks highly of himself, the person holds high esteem of himself as an arahat. The person who is practicing Satipatthana practice, when his or her practice gain momentum in the practice, there will be vimutta citta. The mind will be free from these defilements momentarily by noting presently arising object without failing, without missing. When the practice gains momentum, even if the yogi fails to note on some object, due to the momentum of the practice, gross form of defilements cannot arise. Even at the time that the yogi is taking rest from the practice, these gross form of defilements are suppressed and calm. And it is called sandha citta, the mind free from agitation of raga and so on, and the mind being calm and suppressed away from these defilements. So when the yogi gains momentum in the practice, his or her mind will be gentle, subtle and supple. So the yogi holds high esteem of himself, herself, thinking that gross defilements can no longer arise in him or her. When the yogis practice diligently according to the guidance given on whatever object that is arising at the present moment, then yogis will know this experience from their own practice. So Sharaji said it is only the beginning. Later on in the practice, in higher knowledges, kilesa defilements does not arise. Even if the yogi purposely incite defilements, these defilements do not arise, but there will instead be noting continuously, there will be continuous mindfulness. At this stage, the mind is free from agitation with raga. The mind is free from agitation of these defilements, and thus the mind is calm and peaceful. When the yogi gains momentum in the practice, even on the objects that the yogi is not observing, even on the objects that the yogi failed to note, these defilements cannot arise. Due to the momentum of Samadhi Khanda, the concentration group, there will be Vikampana Pahana, Vikampana Vinaya, Vikampana Vimutti. One is abandoning these defilements by distancing these defilements, and the mind is called Vikampana Vimutti Citta, and one is abandoning these defilements by distancing these defilements. Distancing these defilements is the cause to develop wholesome mind associating with knowledge. So there are many factors for this wholesome mind. There are many factors of this knowledge to arise, and one of the factors for the knowledge to arise is kilesa duri bhavato. By abandoning, distancing these kilesa defilements, there will be vikambana. When the mind is free from these defilements, which pollutes the mind, the defilements, when these defilements are distanced, the mind will be calm, it will be tranquil, serene, and thus knowledge can arise. When the mind is away from these defilements, the mind is free from agitation, there will not be distraction, but the mind will be collected, unified on the object, and thus knowledge will arise. So one of the cause for the knowledge to arise is kilesa duri bhavato, by distancing, by abandoning and distancing these defilements, one can develop knowledge. One discerns gross materiality, refined materiality, and one also understands the mentality, and one understands distinctly between mind and matter, cause and effect, arising and passing away, and the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. Being distant from these kilesa defilements, distancing these kilesa defilements, due to the momentum of practice, these defilements are distanced, and thus knowledge arises. How the kilesa are distancing? There is this, the Dhammapada verse, Yoga ve jayati puri, ayoga puri sankhayo. Yoga means by asserting effort to note the present arising object with sustained mindfulness. So when the person is able to note on the object with effort, the knowledge can arise. It is compared to buri. Buri is the earth that is very vast and enormous. So it is said that knowledge will become vast and enormous, just like the earth is vast and enormous. So by noting the present rising object with diligent effort, one will gain vast and enormous knowledge that is compared to vast and enormous earth. In order to develop vast knowledge, one should be noting the presently arising object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen. One should note according to the guidance given. One should note respectfully, meticulously, thoroughly, whatever object that arises, so that the mind, the noting mind, will stick onto the object. The mind will be calm and collected, and knowledge will arise. And one will come to know the true nature by noting the presently arising object. One will come to know true nature, hardness, softness, warmth, heat, cold, wetness. So just like the earth is vast, one can gain vast knowledge by noting the presently arising object with effort. And ayoga puri sankhayo. Ayoga means when the yogi is not asserting effort, when the yogi is lazy and sluggish, there will be lack of mindfulness. The mind will not be calm and collected. The person who fails to practice according to the guidance given, the person who is sluggish and lazy, will be failing to develop vast knowledge. So the longer it is, the more yogi will be drying up his or her knowledge. And thus, there will only be imaginations and thoughts. In order to develop vast knowledge, one should practice systematically. One should be noting continuously every single second so that one will come to know the true nature by developing vast knowledge. The vast knowledge which is compared to the vast earth. If the yogi is noting lazily, if the yogi is lazy and sluggish to note systematically, when the yogi notes rising and falling, the mind will only fall onto form or shape of the abdomen or the manner of movement. When the yogi is noting, when the yogi is lazy noting, not practicing systematically during walking meditation, lifting, moving, placing of the foot, the mind will only fall onto form or shape of the foot, or at times it may only fall on the manner of lifting, moving, placing, but he, she will not know the true nature. He, she may be taking long, but he, she is drying up knowledge. He, she will not be developing knowledge. In order to distance the defilements, in order to develop knowledge, one needs to practice diligently, accurately, according to the guidance given, so that there will be sustained mindfulness. The mind will fall calm and collected on the object. Mindfulness will be continuous, one after another, and thus one will be distancing these defilements. There will be vikambana pahana and vikambana vimuti. One is going to be abandoning these defilements by distancing these defilements. One should understand the difference between the two vinaya, the danga vinaya and vikambana vinaya. Based on the objects that the person could note efficiently, calming of these defilements based on the object that the person could note efficiently is called the danga vinaya. When the practice gains momentum, even on the objects that the person is not noting, the defilements continue to be calmed and suppressed, and it is vikambana vinaya. So these are the two benefits yogi can gain by practicing kayanupassana. In order to understand these benefits, one should practice diligently so that one will understand these two from their own experience. Whenever there are physical activities, one should note these objects with effort. There should be sustained mindfulness, the mind calm and collected on the object. The duty of the yogi is to keep on noting continuously on whatever physical activities arise. So by observing these physical activities, there will be kaya nupassana. So one should compare whether his or her practice is according to these teachings. And on other objects, such as Vedana, Citta, Dhamma, one should be practicing diligently according to the guidance given, and thus there will also be Vedana Nupassana, Citta Nupassana, and Dhamma Nupassana. so that all four foundations of mindfulness will be developed. One will gain calm and tranquility and peace, and thus one will also be developing other kinds of abandoning. Samuccheda pahana, patipassati pahana, and nichirana pahana. So today, 1 hour is up. Saraji will continue to explain the next day. Sadhu, sadhu.